Morning Watch, The Great Need for a New Revival. Week 2, Arriving at the Highest Peak of the Divine Revelation. Tuesday, Related Verses. Colossians 3, verse 4. When Christ our life is manifested, then you also will be manifested with him in glory. 2 Peter 1, verse 4. Through which he has granted to us precious and exceedingly great promises, that through these you might become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption which is in the world by lust. Philippians 2 verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Genesis 1 verse 26. And God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of heaven, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. John 3 verse 15, that everyone who believes into him may have eternal life. Romans 8 verse 29, because those whom he foreknew, he also predestinated to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. Ephesians 1 verse 4. Even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world to be holy and without blemish before him in love. Ephesians 4 verse 23. And that you be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Related reading. In these days, I am burdened to release the high-level truths in the Word, and I welcome every opportunity to do this. One of these high truths is the matter of participating in God's divinity. How marvelous that we, fallen human beings, can be one with the Lord. Such a thought is surely very high. Now we need to see something even higher. That as God-men, we have the divine right to participate in God's divinity. The phrase participate in means not only to partake of, but to partake of for enjoyment. It indicates that we possess something and that we enjoy what we possess. We, the God-men, have the divine right to participate not in heaven, but in God's divinity. We all need to realize that we can participate in God's divinity, that is, participate in God. We were created not in man's image and according to man's likeness, but in God's image and according to God's likeness. Thus, human beings have the image and likeness of God. However, at the time of creation, man did not have God's life. But now, as God-men, those who have been born of God to be children of God, we have the right to participate in what God is, and even to become God in life, in nature, and in expression, but not in the Godhead. First, as the God-men, we have the divine right to participate in God's life. John 3 verse 15 tells us that everyone who believes into the Lord Jesus will have eternal life. Eternal life is the divine life, the life of God. We are human beings, but we can have God's life. We were created in God's image, in God's likeness, but without God's life. Through regeneration, we have been graced by God with his divine life. Through regeneration, he has dispensed his life into our being. Since Christ is the embodiment of God, for Christ to be our life means that God is our life. As God-men, we also have the divine right to participate in God's nature. God chose us in Christ with a particular purpose, to make us holy. Holy means not only sanctified, separated unto God, but also different, distinct from everything common. Only God is different, distinct from all things. Hence, he is holy. Holiness is his nature. God intends to make us holy even as he is holy. To be holy is to participate in God's holy nature. Having chosen us to be holy, God makes us holy by imparting himself, the Holy One, into our being so that our whole being may be saturated and permeated with his holy nature. For us, God's chosen ones, to be holy is to partake of God's divine nature. Because we have become God-men through regeneration, we also have the right to participate in God's mind. That means that we, who are human, can have a divine mind. We need to let Christ's mind be our mind. Ephesians 4 verse 23 says, "Be renewed in the spirit of your mind." The spirit here is the regenerated spirit of the believers, which is mingled with the indwelling spirit of God. Such a mingled spirit spreads into our mind, thus becoming the spirit of our mind. The more the mingled spirit penetrates our mind, saturates our mind, and possesses our mind, the more our mind becomes like God's mind. This is to make his mind our mind, and this is to participate in God's mind.